You're listening to Seminars for Stronger Relationships, the podcast. I'm Dr. Jeremy Boyle.
And I'm Dr. Jonathan Swinton.
Welcome to the show. So today, we want to talk about something that is a topic that comes up with a lot of couples that come into our offices. And couples are struggling. They're having a hard time. They kind of don't like each other sometimes. That's why we have them sit on the love seat, is because we want them to have some love.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. It's the closest they've sat to each other in a while.
Right. But the question that comes up is, they say, Dr. Swinton, Dr. Boyle, should we even be together right now? Would it be better for us to just take a break? Would things get better if we just didn't see each other for a while?
Yeah.
Some variation of that, right?
Yeah, they do. They think, okay, let's either one of us is going to go stay with our friends or our parents, or we're going to go rent an apartment for 6 months. Or
the parents, that's like so really scary, right?
Yeah.
Go live with your parents.
Yeah, do you want to do that, right?
We'll talk about that a little bit too.
Hopefully our parents aren't listening right now, hearing us.
Oh, well, not that our parents are bad. It's just, actually, I'll talk. We'll talk about why living with family and friends can sometimes make things actually worse.
Yeah, that's for enough. That'd be another good podcast, right?
That would be another podcast. We might be able to cover a little bit of it today. Yeah.
But, other common things I hear from couples, one of them decides, I'm going to go sleep in the basement for a while.
Right.
Or if they've been fighting, one of them goes to stay at their cabin for the weekend. Or, are these good things for couples to do when things aren't going well? Let's try some time apart.
Right. Some people even sleep at work. I've even heard those stories where they sleep on the couch at work, and they really want to, they really think that time apart is going to do them a lot of good.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's the question. So is there an easy answer to this?
Well, I think the answer that you would get from popular media or from popular social quotes or different things that people would say is that, what do you always hear? Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
Yep. Yeah.
So I've never seen absence make the heart grow fonder of people who hate each other already.
Yeah, if your relationship's in a bad spot where you're thinking, let's separate to salvage the relationship. There's been research on this.
Yeah, there has been.
So what we're talking about today, we're not just coming up with or because we think it sounds good, but research has shown that couples who separate as a means to improve their relationship increase the chance of divorce by 75%.
That's a big number.
Huge.
Yeah, it's a really big number. I mean, do you really want your relationship chances of failing to be that high?
No, you don't. You don't. And yeah, why might that be? Why do you think if you separate, because again, this seems to be a thing people think about. This is going to help. Let's separate for a while.
Well, so let's think about this for a minute. If you really don't like the person that
right.
you're living with,
or it's uncomfortable, or you're right. fighting all the time.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're apart. What happens? Your stress levels go down because you're not dealing with conflict.
Yeah. And you think, this is kind of nice not being around them all the time.
Exactly.
I don't have to listen to them snore or chew with their mouth open or talk about their mother.
Right. And so they get to this point where it's like, things seem a little bit better while I'm by myself. But again, that's if you're focusing on only your personal well-being.
Yeah.
And not the relationship's well-being, then it's going to seem a whole lot better sometimes.
Yeah, the myth is that it seems like things feel better, but all that feels better is that you are not addressing the problems that you have.
Right, it's avoiding the conflict, it's avoiding the problem.
Yeah, and so that's why it feels better. It's like putting a Band-Aid on something that is not going to stop bleeding.
Right. Well, and what people don't know is they separate and they're like, this feels better, I'm going to separate. And then they get into a relationship with a new person and they begin to experience the exact same problems that they were having before.
Yeah, and because that's another thing studies show that if you the problems you had that you're bringing into this current relationship, you're going to bring into the next one. Just having a different person involved doesn't miraculously fix your problems.
No, it doesn't. No, you are who you are no matter what relationship you are in.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's the interaction between both people, but you're still the same person regardless. Yeah. And so
but then I can hear couples in my office saying to me, well, come on, it is so bad right now. We're fighting all the time. I don't want to see this person. You're telling me I still have to stay living with them. This is just going to get worse. I don't agree with you. What do you say?
Well, I pause for a really long time and make it uncomfortable for them. No, I'm kidding. I think that's an excellent question. What is that? I guess the person's really asking that question because they don't want to deal with the pain.
Yeah.
Of going through that. And so what I tell them is that, you know, I know this is really hard right now for you. I know this is extremely difficult right now. But again, if you just leave and you go away from here, you're going to be avoiding the problem. And anything that we try to change through the process of therapy is you're not going to be able to practice that if you're living apart. And so if we really want change to happen, if we really want things to change direction, both people have to be working on it in therapy, and they have to be working on it not just in therapy but outside. Yeah. in the home.
Well, and I think that's where you're getting at the real important key. I think some people conceptualize, we have been trying to fix this and it's not working, so the next option is let's try separating.
Yeah.
And if you just keep doing the same old things, it is probably going to continue to get worse. But what you need to do is not separate and get into counseling, get some professional help, and figure out how to make things better and address the problems that you're facing on a daily basis so that they are fixed.
Yeah, absolutely. And there, another thing that happens when you separate is that when you separate, it almost opens up the door to, oh, okay, well, we're not together anymore. And so the relationship boundaries you have all of a sudden become so much wider.
Yeah.
You start talking to your family or your parents. And this is where the parent comment came in. You start talking to your parents or your friends or your family, and you start saying, well, you know, I talked to him about this, and you know, my spouse said this or this or this and this. And then your family, who are they going to side with?
Yeah.
Most families are going to side with...
They better side with me.
Right. And most families will. They'll side with their blood. No, this person's blood. Right. I'm gonna side with them.
You know, they don't want to say that it's your fault. You know, it's...
Right.
Spouses are always the one that are going to be the fault. And then they're going to think more negatively about what's going on. They're going to negatively influence you.
And the more that they put negative thoughts into your head, it's only going to fuel the negative thoughts that you already have in your head.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make it any better.
Yeah. So I think that the advice is not to try to stay together in the same house and do nothing different. Right.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
Is a summary with this.
Yeah. You have to change the way you're doing things. I say this to people a lot. If you continue doing what you're doing, you'll continue getting what you're getting.
Yeah.
People have to switch things up. And I think that's a key thing with all of that.
Yeah.
So
what if, okay, it's not uncommon for me to have a couple come in. They are not doing well. They have already separated. And they, you know, I can't say to them, don't separate. They already have. Okay, let's say they're in a separation, need to repair things. How do they make the best of that separation so that they've got that chance of divorce isn't so astronomical?
Yeah, I think, again, one of the key things is that they've got to be able to set some boundaries about who they're talking to about their separation. I think that's a key thing. And I think the other thing that you have to be able to do is, with those boundaries, you also have to, you can't neglect the relationship. You can't just say, oh, we're separated and now we're not going to do anything. You've got to create times when you come together to work on your relationship if you are already separated.
Yeah, it's essential. The thing I suggest to couples is, let's imagine you had a healthy relationship, okay, and things were going pretty well, and you had positive interactions on a daily basis. When you're together, you talk during the day, you spend time together after the kids go to bed, you do all these other things. You go out on dates, hopefully on a regular basis. The things that make a relationship healthy when it's working are the things you need to make sure you're doing if you're not living together. So it means you've got to work harder to spend time together face-to-face, to spend time on the phone, to date each other, to court each other actively, mm-hmm. so that you have the positive interactions you would have if you were living together.
Well, and I think that's kind of a foreign concept to some people, because you tell them to date and court each other and they're like, well, what do you mean? We've been together for 20 years. Well, yeah, the things that got you together, that helped you fall in love with each other in the first place, believe it or not, are the same things that are going to help you fall in love with each other again.
And chances are they're probably not doing them, right?
Right. In fact, in most cases, they're not doing those things. And so if you begin doing the things that you suggested, Jonathan, in terms of making sure that you're going on dates, that you're courting. I mean, that's like a courting, like that's a really like old fashioned term that really should be used more. Couples need to court and show each other that, hey, you know, you're important to me and I want to learn everything there is about you, including learning those things that are really ticking you off that we need to work in on our relationship as well.
Well, and you know, if you think about courting, when you're in a new relationship, that relationship really exists as an oasis from the rest of your stressful life.
Yeah.
You know, you go out on dates, you talk about positive things, you're your A+ best self.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're in a relationship, you've been in it for a long time, and you know more negative things about each other, you know the things that irritate you about them, you've got baggage from issues that you guys have had together. And so you're supposed to then still love the person just like you did when you fell for them, when you were courting. But courting was great because you created an oasis away from the pressures of life to be with each other and remember why you fit.
Yeah. And I think that's it. Those are essential things, is being able to recognize, you know, we really do have something in this relationship that we really value and care about, and we have to make that happen.
So if you are separated, you've got to develop a very detailed courting plan that details how you're going to interact on a daily basis, weekly basis, what you're going to do to make sure that you have all those positive interactions that you would have if you had the opportunity to be around each other while you were focusing on that because you were living together.
Yeah.
So I kind of put it like, okay, if you're separated, it's only like you're sleeping in different places. It's not like you're really separated. And still, the ideal is to be together. And so if you're separated, set a timeline and a goal for you guys to move back in together.
You know, and if things really are so bad, if you are together and things really are so bad that you are afraid that you can't even talk to each other, well, I mean, I tell couples this all the time. You know what? Start with a small talk. Start with the simple stuff. Talk about the weather. And if there's really serious topics that you really can't bring up because you're afraid it's going to cause some really serious issues, that's when you only bring those up in front of a therapist, where you've got a mediator who can help you through that process. And just tell them not to talk about anything until they come to their next appointment.
Yeah. You know, I suggest, think about what you talked about when you first started dating. What did you talk about?
I talked about all the problems that we were having right from the beginning, right?
And how many children you were going to have together. And,
I talked about how we were going to fight. No.
And what the mortgage payment was going to be like. And what did you talk about? You talked about hopes and goals and dreams and things that interested you, and you acted interested in the other person, whether you were or not, in what they were talking about.
Yep. And you even did things that the other person was interested in, even if you really weren't interested in doing them.
Right. Right.
So
that's where you've got to refocus. The shift has to be, how do I protect myself by separating, to how do I invest in my significant other so that we can fix what isn't working.
Right. So I think some of the key terms we've already thrown out here are, how do we invest, making it a purposeful and planned, making it purposeful and planned if you are separated at this time.
Yeah.
And you've got to be intentional, regardless of whether you're together or not. You've got to be intentional about how you're you're going about this, and you have to be comfortable with some pain. You have to be comfortable with some difficulty.
Yeah, you do. So. And that difficulty may include going to get professional help. Certainly, now Dr. Boyle and I are biased in this. This is what we do for a living. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you can just get past the fear or the anxiety or discomfort with going to a counselor and think, okay, if I do this, it's going to help.
Yeah.
It's going to help. It's worth it. Go see a professional. If you're at the point where you think you need to separate, you need to get some professional help.
Absolutely.
You don't have to figure out how to do this on your own. Somebody who knows what they're doing can help you.
You know, and don't try to figure it out on your own, because most of the time we can't see the pattern of how we're interacting because we're so caught up in our emotions and in our anger. We need somebody else to help us see a little bit more clearly. And so you know, counseling can help with that.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, any other final thoughts?
I think we've covered it pretty good. A short little, you know, it's been a short little snippet here on, you know, should you stay or should you go?
Should we sing?
If you stay, there will be trouble. If you go, it will be double. No.
Well, thanks again for listening to Seminars for Stronger Relationships, the podcast with Dr. Jeremy Boyle and Dr. Jonathan Swinton, broadcasting from Swinton & Associates Counseling. And a special thank you to Stefan Kartenberg for the music.